Module 3, Lesson 2. Show what you know. Exercise A. Extended Conversation 1.
Dr. Martin, are you my academic advisor this semester?
Yes, I'm happy to say I'll be keeping all the students I had last term. So, how can I help you? You're not thinking of dropping out, are you?
Not a chance, but I am thinking about transferring. However, I want to make sure that I can transfer all my credits.
Yes, you have to look out for universities that may not allow you to do that. Hang on a second, let's look at your file. So, I see you're taking introductory courses. That should be fine. Most universities will transfer these. Do you have any idea of when you'd like to transfer?
Well, certainly not right now. I plan to stay here for the spring term and then transfer next fall.
Before you hand in your application, bring the catalogs of the schools you're considering. They should explain their transfer policies.
You bet. See you next week.
1. What can be inferred about Dr. Martin? Two. What does Dr. Martin imply? Three. When will the man probably transfer? Extended Conversation 2.
Hi, Charlotte. Are you coming to the football game on Saturday?
Not if you gave me $1 million, Tim. I can't stand football. Why, are you going?
You bet I am. We're playing Penn State, and it should be a really good game. Neither team has lost a game this season, and this game will decide who gets to go to the league championships.
Well, that sounds like it could be exciting. What time does the game start? And how much are the tickets?
At 2, but it's good to get there at least an hour early. Everyone likes to get together before the game actually begins. And tickets are free with your student ID. You just have to pick them up at the stadium by the end of the day today.
Wow, I'm really glad you brought up the subject of the game. I'm going to my first football game this weekend.
4. What can be inferred about Charlotte? Five. What can be inferred about Tim? Six. What will Charlotte probably do next? Extended Conversation 3.
Hey, Craig. How did you do on the philosophy quiz?
It was a complete disaster, Allison. I got a C-. How about you?
It wasn't so bad. I got a B+, but philosophy is my major. Don't worry about it. I'm quite certain you'll do better next term.
That's what you think. I'm a physics major, and I can't understand a thing the professor says.
I've just come up with an idea. Why don't you find a tutor? I had one last semester, and I found she really helped me with my economics class.
Not a chance. I'm so busy right now. I have no extra time for lessons with a tutor.
Tell me about it, but I really think you should think about it. It could really make a difference, you know.
7. Why did Allison do better on the quiz than Craig? Eight. 8. What does Allison think Craig should do? Nine. What does Craig say about getting a tutor? Academic Mini Talk 1.
On the screen is a portrait of Mary Cassatt, painted by another Impressionist painter and friend, Edgar Degas. Many people look up to Mary Cassatt, as she is one of the best-loved American Impressionists. She was born in 1844 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. When she was very young, she decided to become an artist. Her middle-class family didn't like this idea, but she kept on with her work and finally entered the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. During the late 1860s, she studied in Europe. Let's look at a painting Cassatt did during this period. It's of people doing something very ordinary. Two women sitting having tea together. It's entitled Afternoon Tea Party. She also painted women quietly reading or writing letters. She became particularly well known for her paintings of peaceful, loving moments shared by mothers and their young children. She often used her family members as models. She painted the people of her day, going about their daily lives.
10. What can be inferred about Mary Cassatt? What can be inferred about Mary Cassatt's family? 12. What kind of people would Mary Cassatt probably not paint?